We're here at the Rockin' Pod, and we are here with Mr. Rick Rue. What's up, dude?
Man, what's going on, brother?
Not much. We talked here, it has been, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
At the Rockin' Pod.
That's right.
So
we're still here. We're still alive.
We're still alive.
It's a good thing.
And you're still rocking, too.
Yes.
That's awesome. So what have you been doing in the last 2 years?
Man, we've been playing on the old grind record for 2 or 3 years, maybe now.
Right.
We did two releases on the... we did a re-release on Backtracks, a re-release on Smoking Delta Voodoo, and right now we're about 8 songs into a new record called Fray. 5 are about done. The first single we just got back 2 days ago, and it's going to come out in a month or so.
Right.
Getting ready to shoot the video for, and man is out playing, and
that's great.
Having a good time.
That's great. You guys, you've been playing like on a, you got a tour set up? Are you playing a lot of festivals, or what are you guys doing?
Man, we have been on more festivals this summer than we've ever played.
Right.
Just with more bands. You know, we were out with, we did a show with Puddle of Mud and Quiet Riot, you know, as a kind of a crazy thing down in Florida. And
sure.
Yeah, just with, you know, just been playing with everybody. Just any door we can get in,
right?
We're playing.
Well, that's awesome,
right?
Man. That's what you got to do.
I mean,
really, you have to.
You got to. You got to jump in there and hope you swim.
Right. Now, speaking of swim, do you do any of the cruises? Any of those?
We've been trying to get on the cruise. I made a guy mad one time. I'll tell the story. We were playing a show, and the guy that runs the cruises is a little mad at me because it was hot. And by the end of the day, we had a couple of words, and it's been forgotten. But they're not going to let me on the cruise till until we make enough noise where they can't stop us from going on the cruise.
There you
so,
go. Well, hopefully that'll happen.
I like either way. I'll go.
Right. So what? I mean, on this new album that you're doing now. When are you looking at getting it put out? Is there you have a date set or a time that you're thinking about? Or
man, I think my buddy Zach Myers from Shinedown. I've kind of been watching what they're doing, and as I'm writing and as I'm recording, I'm just kind of, as they're coming out, like I said, the first single is going to come out here maybe 3 weeks, a month.
Right.
And, you know, we're still recording and writing, and when we're just going to keep going and recording as they come out. If they're good, they're a single, we'll throw it on there.
There you go.
When we get to 10, that way we can, instead of stopping and waiting a year and trying to generate the money to, you know, because it's not real cheap to record. It's cheaper than it used to be.
Right.
But, you know, throw out a single at a time, go out and play it, and then when there's 10, 8, 10, whatever, and videos,
right,
figure we'll package it all together, and the record will be done.
So you'll be able to take these songs as you're playing these festivals and say, hey, there's a new song we got coming out.
Like I said, the one coming out in a couple weeks, so it'll go out to radio, and whoever will play it, you know, wherever,
right.
And we're just going to keep on, you know, instead of taking a year off and then trying to get back on festivals, we're just going to keep on jumping on any trailer, anything we can get on to
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Are you guys with a specific label, or are you just doing this all self?
We're still with Highball Records, Highball Music.
Okay.
I got with Bill Chavis. We were trying to do something way back in the day, and we just couldn't get it to work out. And when I was doing the grind record, when it first came out, I had enough songs and enough money and enough sense at that time to do a five song EP,
right?
And that's what everybody was kind of doing then. So I did that, and run into a buddy of mine, Larry Petro, and we were playing in Houston, and he called Bill and said, do you know what the Nightmares are doing? And he called me and sent him the record, and he goes, let's finish the record. And he's just best label I've ever been with, because, you know, he goes, you write the songs,
right?
And I'll put them out, you know. And I can't tell you if your songs are good. If they're not good to you, then, you know.
So they're not sitting there breathing down your neck and trying to self, produce your own material.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the thing with Arista was, you know, After Love Can Make You Blind, that's all they wanted, you know.
Right.
And that was cool, you know. At that time, a ballad, that's what you had to have to do it. So, you know, that's all they wanted after that was, you know, that's not Love Can Make You Blind. But,
right.
You know.
But we done that.
grunge has come in, and all this other things has happened. I said, that's, you know, that's
right.
That's out. And anything you hear today, is a year and a half already down the line.
Exactly,
so,
exactly. And you got to go with your gut and what you're,
yeah.
And the stuff you're running. You know, you may be in a different headset,
right.
Or a
I'm
different.
From Tennessee, we're in a whole different space than the rest of the world. Yeah, man, I just, that's the cool thing about him. He's just like, you know, if that's what you are, that's what you're going to write. And, you know, we try not to write anything that's we haven't lived or has to do with something around us. You
right.
Know, I can't just write a song about going out and partying. Or it's got to be some bad shit happened to me before I can write stuff.
Well, exactly, exactly. Well, I mean, and then it gives it purpose and it's personal.
Yeah. Well, that's why Steven Tyler said, you got to live through some shit before you can write about it.
If you had a really lucky good life,
right.
You probably ain't going to write nothing
right.
good.
Because you don't need no money.
You got to have your heart broke and you
right.
got to live hard for a little bit.
Right.
There you go. Well, it's good seeing you again. Like I said, it was fun talking to you the first time, and glad you're still out there.
Yes,
glad
sir,
glad you're
man.
Still
We're
doing
still
it and beating that trail. And
well, thanks for taking the time to talk to that
definitely.
Old long hair.
So hopefully, you know, everybody check out Everybody's Nightmare if you see him anywhere touring around your town, and lock up your daughters and you know.
All right. Bring the beer, though.
Exactly. And like I said, everybody look out for it. And when we do see your album come out and stuff like that, we'll post it on our
yes,
page.
Sir.
And if you got something coming out, a video, let us know, and we'll share
we'll
it on our page also.
I'll send you the single as soon as I get
okay.
it.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Rick, I sure appreciate it. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got Ziggy here from American Outlaw Guitars. How you doing, Ziggy?
I'm good, thank you.
He builds custom guitars. He's got a couple of bands here at the Nashville Rockin' Pod that he's builds guitars for.
I endorse, yes.
You endorse?
Uh-huh.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Talk.
Oh, well, I mean, I endorse Every Mother's Nightmare. That's an all-exclusive endorsement. I do what I can for those guys, even the guys that don't play guitars. We buy them stuff, shirts and stuff, and they promote for us. We also build for Steve Barnett of Pump 5. We've built his signature guitar. We built Rick Rule's signature guitar of Every Mother's Nightmare. They both have really nice guitars. I don't know, if it hadn't been for Rick Rule, we probably wouldn't be doing anything.
Do you have a presence online where someone wants to come and see what you do?
We do. They can come to Facebook right now, and we are really close to having the website turned on.
Okay.
Bill Chavis of High Vol Music has been kind enough to let me build him a guitar, and he has built my website. And he has been tweaking it the last couple of weeks, getting it ready to turn on.
Okay. Who else have you built guitars for?
Oh, let's see. I've built guitars for Jonathan Montoya of Saliva and Full Devil Jacket. I built guitars for Charlie Wayne Morrill of the Bullet Boys fame. I built guitars for Jonas Jarlsby of Avatar. This was my old company, Ziggy Custom Guitars. We did away with that company and started American Outlaw Guitars. We thought the name was a little catchier, and we just really liked it. I mean, it was a lot of soul searching done when we were changing up the companies. My wife and I, Sheree. Sheree's a big part of this. If it wasn't for Sheree, we wouldn't be doing anything.
You're a smart man giving your wife some props.
Well, she gets them because she earns them. I mean, she keeps me grounded so I can do all that other stuff that I do.
That is awesome.
And she does come from a family, a music family, so it's been kind of easy for her. I've had girlfriends in the past. Didn't deal with it very well, especially when I've...
I think we've all been in that boat.
You get out on the road with the band, and the girls are like, I saw those pictures of those other girls, and you're like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just fans of the band, you know. They don't believe it. But my wife, she grew up, her dad was... his name was Tommy Rubel. He was the singer for the Cavaliers. And her brothers have a band. The twins have a band called the Fast Mothers. They are Memphis's premier band, local band. They play a lot of functions. They do a lot of stuff. I'm tied in with some really great people. I mean,
sounds like it.
All this really works really well for me, and getting to come here just to be here today was good for us.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good event today.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot. And appreciate you interviewing me, and let's get this out there a little bit.
Yeah, we help any way we can. So if anybody out there listening to us is looking for a custom guitar, give American Outlaw Guitars a chance. Get on the Google. You can probably find them.
You can Google me. Yeah, you can find me that way. You'll find a phone number. You'll find a couple of phone numbers. You can, you can get, reach us at the...
Now, spell your last name.
G-O-L-D-S-B-Y.
That's Ziggy Goldsby.
Yes, sir.
American Outlaw Guitars.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.